US occupiers, Taliban and now Daesh are cause of Afghan disaster. The 7th of October marks the 16th anniversary of the US invasion of Afghanistan, under pretext that Washington's own terrorist mastermind, Saudi national Osama bin Laden, and his men were involved in the 11th of September 2001 destruction of New York's 110-story Twin Tower World Trade Center. That was actually brought down through implosion rather than the make-believe crashing of two supposedly hijacked aircraft, which in reality were pilotless. RAWA, or the Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, has released a statement in this regard. Stay with us for more details. The statement by the Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, RAWA, says, 16 years ago, the criminal US Army, with the assistance of the English colonizers, invaded our country under the pretext of the war on terrorism and the dismantling of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The invaders overthrew and destroyed the Taliban stooges in a few weeks, but installed these terrorist hyenas, drenched in the blood of thousands of people instead. The US occupiers and its NATO partners have killed thousands of innocent Afghans during their military operations, B-52 bombardments and drone strikes. In its latest report, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, revealed the shocking physical and psychological torture methods used by the US military personnel on Afghan civilians in secret CIA prisons run in Afghanistan. But the report failed to shock the conscience of Afghan officials or intellectuals who talked their heads off in television appearances as experts and political analysts, because most of these sold-out traitors do not dare to stand against their masters. The 16-year war of the United States in Afghanistan, which Noam Chomsky, the respectable American intellectual, called the most hideous crime in recent years, turned our war-ravaged country into one completely dependent on imperialism. The most corrupt and anti-national elements are groups who are in power today. The most corrupt and anti-national elements and groups are the ones which are in power today. Recently, John Sopko, who works for Special Inspector General for Afghanistan's Reconstruction, SIGAR, stated that we spent millions of dollars to fix a minister's office to turn it into a palace. The Afghan government leaders should prosecute corrupt commanders within the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. The Revolutionary Association of Women of Afghanistan continued in its statement by saying, Hamid Karzai and now Ashraf Ghani adopted the slogans of fighting corruption to deceive people, but their actions at best were limited to arresting a few low-ranking officials, whilst the entire apparatus, from ARC to ministries and the parliament, are occupied by kings of corruption, who enjoy the unconditional support of the United States. Most recently, the corruption scandal of the Speaker of the Afghan Parliament, Abdul Rauf Ebrahimi, the well-known follower of the controversial Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, came to light. The heads of the mafia in Afghanistan and their intellectual lackeys are overjoyed with the announcement of the so-called new strategy by the US President Donald Trump, because this strategy will prolong their ominous life. But the truth is that this new strategy is not really new, and it is a continuation of the warmongering and aggressive policies of the United States, which will further sink our country in occupation and the bloody rivalries of world powers. The increase in the number of US troops in Afghanistan is not to secure the country or to destroy the terrorists that the United States has created, the Taliban and Daesh, but rather to show its power to its rivals, Russia, China and Iran. A few weeks had not passed since the strategy was announced, and tens of civilians were killed in the blind bombardments of the criminal US Army in several parts of Afghanistan. The United States will try to finance its new war costs by plundering the resources and minerals of Afghanistan, as Donald Trump mentioned in his meeting with Ashraf Ghani, and the president unfortunately accepted the demands of Trump immediately. The Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, RAWA, continued its statement by saying, "The people who are cheering for the US pressuring Pakistan are forgetting that the terrorist fostering army of Pakistan has trained and exported the most bloodthirsty and reactionary groups to our country in the past several decades, in accordance with the orders and dollars of the White House." The United States was also well informed about the role of Pakistan in empowering the Taliban over the past 16 years, but still gave billions of dollars in aid and military equipment to Pakistan because the West needs its Taliban creations to justify its military presence and legalize its war in Afghanistan. Donald Trump basically attempted to drag Pakistan and India into a war in Afghanistan, and warned Pakistan on its growing relations with Russia and China, rather than actually pressuring it to stop the nurturing of the Taliban. Criminals like Abdul Rashid Dostum and others, who have treachery running in their blood, are parading themselves as representatives of the non-Pashtun ethnicities and using deceptive terminologies like decentralization of power to lock horns with the Pashtun leadership of Ghani, Gulbuddin, Hanif Atmar, Masoom Stanikzai and others over their share of power. Flaring tribal, linguistic and sectarian conflicts has been pivotal to the US imperialist plans in Afghanistan, so the United States can prevent the unity and mobilization of our people by sinking them further into this quagmire and carry out its dark plans in Afghanistan and the region without facing any difficulties. The Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, RAWA, concluded its statement by saying, "Dear compatriots, driving away foreign occupiers for independence is the first step in defeating the Taliban, in defeating Daesh and their regional supporters. It is only by cutting off the hands of foreign invaders that their stooges will be left orphaned, and the struggle of our people and the defenders of justice and democracy to overthrow these traitors and criminals will become easier. Otherwise, the United States' presence in our country will result in terrorism, in more drug trade, in corruption, in insecurity and poverty, finding a permanent place here. The mouthpieces and propaganda machines of the West try to whitewash the painful reality of Afghanistan and the evil policies pursued by the United States. But the truth is that the history proves that no nation has attained prosperity and progress under a criminal foreign power and its puppet government. Our people cannot escape from this disaster and misery unless they take their fate into their own hands under the leadership of a progressive force."